This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
This is the Late Night Alternative. Weeknights from 10 with me, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio. Listen via DAB. Download the app. Or where's the third place they could listen, Andre?
You wouldn't sit and speak to me all evening, would you?
Yeah. Where's the third? Where's the third place they could listen? They could listen on DAB. Download the app. Or
Spotify.
No.
Lappy.
On your lappy, exactly. Are you speaking into the telephone?
Yeah, sort of. It's only a small phone.
Ah, and such a big, big mouth.
Yeah, but yes. Can you hear it now, okay? Yeah?
That's much better. Yes, yes.
Right, yeah, what I was going to say, right, was I fancied singing a song, but my lappy's not on, unfortunately.
It's so unfortunate for everybody out there.
Oh, I bet they love it now. I can't sing, don't they?
Yeah.
I like a bit of airwaves, as you know.
Airwaves.
To myself.
Yes.
I can very rarely get a word in edgeways.
Okay.
I'll give a quick game, though.
Okay.
Scissors and rocks.
Okay, scissors and rocks. Away we go.
Right, got it. Off you go.
One, two, three.
Three. What you got?
I've got rocks.
I've got a stick of dynamite. One, two, three, go. What you got?
I've got a bucket of sand to put the dynamite out.
Oh, I've got some water to wash it away with.
One, two, three, go. I've got a boat.
I've got a sandbank. One, two, three, go. What you got?
I got a gun. I just shot you. Bang. Thanks for calling. Some people are unhappy with... By the way, if you were lucky enough to claim a Late Night Alternative laminated membership card... We've enveloped them. They will be sent out tomorrow. You should... What day? Hopefully you're getting by Friday.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
You can start waving them around the pub and showing off and that.
Some people not happy with how the show went last night. And I'm not just speaking about our boss, Double N, who texts in like a lunatic, who may, I believe, coming to the Manchester shows. Some tickets still available for the Sunday show. Should be a laugh riot. Still dragging your knuckles and icy. That's how I describe you. You really are showing your upper crust attitude these days.
What?
Imagine not giving a very poorly boy and girl one of your cards last night. I thought even for you this was an all-time low. This will not be the last... Well, it says this will not be the last year about this trust. I think what he means is this will not be the last you hear about
this. Well, maybe he's a pirate. This will not be the last year.
Crust! Well, I'm not upper crust. Grew up on a council estate, mate.
Yeah, the mistake you're making is he's southern. Don't flatter him that he's posh.
I'm not posh, mate. I can just speak proper, innit?
Well.
And listen, we will be giving away more membership cards. What are they called? 5-minute flash dances or something?
5-minute flurry.
We're going to have 5-minute flurries. Not tonight, we're not, because they're in the boot of the car. So.
No, and do you know what as well? Being cheeky won't get you anywhere.
Being cheeky puts you back. At the back of the queue, where once we all began.
And if I might speak to you in our native tongue, if you mither me...
Do you know this person?
You're getting out.
Do you know this person?
No, but if he's saying he's coming to see us in Manchester, you'll understand
saying. No. People come from all over the country to those shows. Well, big draw.
Well,
very big draw.
You should at least learn some key phrases.
Very, very big draw. I got my hair cut short today. I went in at 0344 499 1000, by the way. The switchboard is empty. Fix it. Can you turn my computer off? It's buzzing. Glad to see that that fault report has been acted upon with speed. I went to the doctors, went to get a haircut, and I went in. I said, she said, what do you want? I said, my opening gambit was, do you do haircuts in here? She said, well, I've got some scissors. I could give it a go. I said, what could possibly go wrong? That was our opening little bit of badinage.
Beautiful.
It was wonderful. Made me feel proud to be British. That's British. You wouldn't get that anywhere else. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I've had my hair cut in Spain.
No, you wouldn't get that kind of badinage in Spain. That's badinage.
They're quite chatty.
Badinage is British. Oh, no, no, no.
Badinage is actually French, literally French.
No, it's British. Badinage is a very British phenomenon.
What's the English word for it then?
So, here's the... Well, we've got Le Weekend!
Non.
So, here is... You wouldn't get that in Spain, though. You'd get... Spanish. What would you like? They say, what would you like? I would like a haircut. Oh yes, very good. You see here, I get the scissor. I cut your hair. You gon' like it.
Pero hombre, ¿por qué estás hablando así, eh?
Now, whereas if someone now in Britain, the badinage would be, sir, what would you like? I'd like a haircut. Oh yeah, mate. Which one? Boom. Britain. Only in Britain. Only in Britain. You wouldn't get that in the continental countries. That's why I voted Brexit. You don't get that. You don't even get that kind of banter in the States. I used to, when I lived in Muswell Hill, down at the foot of Alexandra Palace, there was a storage facility. It may well still
be
there.
Is it big yellow?
It might be. Mm-hmm. It might be. You know, we can rent storage. And I used to go there because I needed boxes a lot.
I only ever saw them in like American murder films. And then when I started working in London, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Great observation. I wouldn't open with it.
Box places, not murders.
Although, let's be honest, there are too many of those as well here in the streets. Used to go to this storage place just to have a laugh with the people behind the counter. I got on with them. They were funny. I would go in and I could do like an hour there.
What were you storing?
No, I wasn't storing anything. I was buying boxes.
What were you buying boxes for?
For storing.
Go and scrounge them from Tesco.
So I would go in. You can't do it now. It's not the 80s. When I worked in BJAMS.
Used to keep boxes at the end of the tills,
used to keep boxes at the end of the tills. And then someone said it was a fire hazard. Oh, God. Well, as we've learned from, what's it called? Le Baton Rouge. What's it called?
Notre Dame.
The Notre Dame. By the way, all right, I get that it's sad, right? But flipping heck. Everybody, just calm down, dear. It's not the end of the world. It's a cathedral in France. Well, all right, we are the gatekeepers of history, and that is history, and we let the... But it doesn't really matter.
They'd already fixed it once in Victorian times.
Yeah, exactly. The roof is 19th century, guys.
Also, there's a whole section of trees in the grounds of Versailles which have been specifically grown for hundreds of years just in case this happened for Notre Dame. So they'll be all right.
Everybody. But James was banging on him. James did like 3 hours on it last night and then more like 4 hours tonight. Another radio station, a Marxist, a leftist Marxist whose name shall not be mentioned, but he's a scumbag and he's a champagne socialist, did an hour. James O'Brien did an hour on it. People doing like hours on not. Mate, other people, get over it. Who cares? Actually, do you know what? I've not even been in there. I've seen it from about a mile away. That's how much I care about Notre Dame.
I've been in. It was nice.
So what? We got
Saint-Paul.
Saint-Paul.
Well, I understand why they're upset about it, and it's a great shame. They'll sort it out. It's no problem. Can we? But then I suppose it's a nice turnaround from us hating the French, which was happening this time last week. Now we're all feeling sorry for them.
You know that some people are saying it's the Muslims that done it.
I heard some absolute dingbat saying, oh, I heard they were moving all the expensive statues out just before it happened. Yeah, because they were doing renovation work.
That was Jong-un trying to create a conspiracy that
well, like, it wasn't a conspiracy. Just thought it was a bit odd. Like,
What was the 9/11 thing? Well, if you check, all the Jews didn't turn up for work on 9/11.
He never said that, did he?
No, he didn't. But conspiracy theorists do. It's a proper. That's an actual conspiracy.
You'll find a documentary on it on YouTube.
If you actually study the records on 9/11, 100% of the Jews that worked in the Twin Towers didn't turn up for work. Now, you explain that one to me.
Well, here's how you explain it. It's manifestly not true.
But so the Notre Dame thing, I think it's sad. You know, I think it's sad. And we are the gatekeepers of history, and we kind of let it... But it'll get rebuilt.
And everyone will feel like they've got a stake in it. That'll be the great thing.
Here's what I think they should do. They should update it, make it modern. So it's got the
satellite
same,
dishes.
No, turn it into, like, I don't know, an escape room or Quasar or something. I just think that they need to do something. Because I've been to Paris 3 times. I never felt bothered enough to go in there. Oh, it's a giant escape room or a giant Quasar. Or there's, like, you know, there's go-karts. Yes, I'm in.
Slides instead of stairs.
Yes, man.
Oui, merci.
Oh, très bon. Très bon, la française. Yeah. So, but they won't. They won't. They won't. They
in
won't.
All seriousness. And I had another dingbat, same dingbat, saying, I can't believe there was no sprinklers in there. Don't quite go with the decor, does it?
But then it hit me. Right, today I did have a thing. And Michael, Mark, and George. Oh, it's the three of the Beatles. No, it's two of Jesus's men and a Beatle. If I was thinking, why are we hearing so much about it today? And then it dawned on me, because the politicians are on holiday for 12 days, yeah. So there's no Brexit. So there's this is what it was like.
No Brexit in Perda time.
Well, yeah. But this is what phone-in radio was like. I mean, I don't even know how long ago. 8 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago. This is what it used to
be like.
Where you would talk about stuff like this on Notre Dame on a loop. You talk about all the other tiny little poxy stuff that's going on a loop. It's Brexit. And you say Purdy. So 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. This it really is a very shoddy show.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Jacques Commando.
If you're awake, you're a welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I may have just soured my already tenuous friendship with Catherine Boyle. I sat here with a cup of coffee, half a cup of coffee, and it's quite cool now. And I put my headphones on as we were coming out of the break, and I held my coffee cup, and I just had an overwhelming... an overwhelming feeling. So I took my headphones off, and before we came back, I said to Catherine, I just had an overwhelming feeling to pick up this coffee and just throw it in your face. And you... Here's just what was confused me. You look really upset at that. But I'm telling you, I didn't do it, and I'm telling you.
But why the hell would you do that?
I don't know. We are not our thoughts. These things just happen.
No, it's not that hot.
It be funny? It would be very funny. It would be shocking. But I'm
looking quite nice tonight, though, and I'd end up all drenched and smelly.
You...
Again.
drenched in smelly, the Catherine Boyle story.
Two dwarves that got kicked out of the house.
But you have no right, to be upset with me. Because I didn't do it. Two
what
things.
Should we be doing is thanking you, is that right?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Flipping heck. Unbelievable. I want to talk about those protesters in a bit.
Oh, I want to talk about the dirty protest.
Which dirty protest?
That one that girl did.
Oh, we saw a girl doing the... All right, OK, fine. Yeah. All right, let's do this
just
first.
Just a minute.
Well remembered.
I'll never forget.
Oh, God. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Ian.
Michael, what can we do for you on this holiest of Tuesdays?
Well, on this holiest of Tuesdays, I spoke to you, a long-time listener, second-time caller.
Oh, we haven't got the bell.
Oh, hang on, we've always got the bell.
Get it out.
Oh, all right.
Say it again.
Hang on. Go.
Say again, Michael.
Long time listener, second time caller.
Yes.
There we go. Always got the bell.
So here's the former. I say something serious, then we do a celebrity party guessing game.
Always got. Oh, this is the guy that does the crappy impressions.
Oh, what are you on about? It's just real celebrities.
Nope.
Anyway, first of all, I know I've missed the membership card thing because I listen normally on the podcast, so I'm listening to now on the live show.
Yep.
But for a fun fact.
Oh, look at him. He's saying, I know I've missed it. And I'm cool with that. If you want one, Michael, you ask for one.
Ian Lee.
Yes.
Please, Murphy, come up to the membership club.
No, mate. Not a chance, buddy. Not a flip. You should have been listening last night, you chancer.
Also, I am the laminator, you ask me.
Yeah, although the laminating machine is in the boot of my car. But not an H in H, I'm afraid, young man. Not an H in H.
Fun fact nonetheless, the deepest part of the ocean is over 7 miles deep. But this turns into a quiz. What is the name of that deepest part of the ocean?
Oh, isn't it called like Brent's Bend or something? No, it's called
No.
It's not far. It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
Ridge. Is it a ridge?
Yeah, keep going.
Slut drop.
Dick's Ridge.
The Mariana Trench.
Mariana Trench. Ridge? Brent's Ridge is not far from Mariana's Trench.
It should be.
Absolutely.
A bit anyway. Like Tony's crack.
The same.
Yes. No, no membership cards. We're not doing a 5-minute frost over. What's it called?
Flurry.
Not doing 5-minute flurry.
anyway, back to the celebrity party I'm having tonight.
Oh, God.
Got another couple of celebrities. There's only two this evening.
This bit embarrasses me so much. Makes my testicles shrivel.
So I'll just... You know the rules, yeah, remember?
Yep. Apparently.
So I'll just hand the phone over now and you get to guess who the first celebrity is.
Okay. If he hands the phone over, can we just go out?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right, here you go. Why is all the rum gone? The Black Pearl.
Well, it's Captain Jack Sparrow saying the name of the ship.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
They said Blackpool.
That's Blackpool.
Okay,
it's only one of my uncles.
Okay, now we're getting a bit obscure. Anyway, celebrities...
Blackpool's an exotic dance.
This is a Makepool.
Yes? Right. Okay.
Okay.
Not listening.
All right. You ready?
Please hurry.
Just end this.
And nice to see you. To see you...
Okay.
Too soon, mate. Too soon.
Too soon. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Oh, I just heard that somebody wanted to throw cold brown muck over somebody.
Oh, and that got you horny, did it, Mark?
Well, it certainly got me at my boxers anyway.
Oh, dear God. This is disgusting. Some people are into that as well. Anyway,
Mark's boxes.
Let's move on, guys.
There's a lid for every pot, Mark. You'll be all right.
Let's keep it clean, guys. Mark, what have you got for us?
Well, I mainly called up because I was going to do something serious and then I was going to do an impression.
You've come to the right place.
And if you don't... if you can get this, So... Black Pearl. Right?
It's better than the other guys. It's better than the other guy's impression. But it sounded like Jimmy Savile trying to do Jack Black. Black Pearl.
It's better than sounding like Jimmy Savile doing a lot of other things.
Okay, all right. I don't even know what that means. Right, what do you want, Mark, before I cut you off?
Cut me off.
Okay, fine. Good evening, George.
Hi.
What a waste of calls so far.
Ian.
George.
Ian.
I don't think this one's going to be much better. Yes.
Ian.
George.
I'm not going to lie, you've annoyed me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Excellent.
You've annoyed me about calling the Notre Dame something of about nothing. And I think...
Something of about nothing. I'm talking to an idiot, but okay, carry on. Here we go.
I think that's a bit disrespectful, mate.
To whom?
Huh?
To whom?
To what it is and what it's about.
Well, it's a building.
What is it, George? You explain it to us.
It's a lot of history there.
Yeah, how much? How long?
Huh?
How much history, seeing as you're so impassioned? Tell us all about it. When was it built?
12th century.
Mm-hmm. Well
which,
done.
Which year?
The 12th century.
That's not a year, but okay.
Come on, I think you're being harsh on the guy. He got the century right the second time, which is exactly the same as you, Catherine. So come on.
I just think you just called it like a bit of shit.
I didn't call it a bit of shit. If that's what you were about to say, I did not say.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you were going to say. Listen, all I'm saying is right. Everyone, it's been rolling news. It's been on the radio, on the mate. Get over it, right? It'll get fixed. A load of billionaires are putting a load of money in, right? People will go without heating, so that it'll get fixed. It's not that big a deal.
I think it is.
Well, tell me why.
Because I think at the end of the day, we've all been around for. Have you been me off?
No, that's because you said a cliche. It's the cliche bell.
All right. Okay. Sweet. So at the end of the day, we're all going to be. We're all going to be here, right?
Where?
This earth, and we're all going to leave. That is going to stay here for the rest of our lives.
Well, it hasn't, though. We can't mug it off. But it literally hasn't stayed here for the rest of our lives. It got burnt yesterday. I don't know if you saw the news.
But it stayed around longer than you have.
Well, yeah, it's a building, but now it's finished. Let's knock it down. Let's build some flats.
It's still there, to be fair. It's just not a lot of it.
What are you worrying about them?
George, it's George. George, the building. When was the last time you went there?
Never.
Thanks very much for your call, George. That's unfair. You can be passionate about a building and not have been there before.
Yeah, he wasn't. He just wanted a rock.
I'm not saying it's nothing. You know, it's a great building. But I've been to Paris, I think, three times, maybe four. Maybe four, maybe five, actually. And I've never been in it. I've seen it and gone, oh, yeah, it's Notre Dame. It's never appealed to me. I think it's beautiful. But I don't get the kind of the international grieving for it. As far as we're aware, I don't think anyone died. I believe a firefighter was injured, which is terrible, but I don't think anyone died. Most of the treasures were out. Is it Catholic?
Yes.
Well, the Pope can pay for it. I tell you what, the Pope can pay for it. The Pope, stand down some of your lawyers that you're using to protect paedophiles. Sell your ring that you won't let people kiss and pray. Pray for money. That's it, Pope. Pray for money from God to fix it. I've heard that this is what they need to do. They need to get one of those big, long things they have outside your local church saying, we need £25,000 to fix the roof. And it's always stuck on about 11 grand. Dear Pope, sell your ring. Sell the ring that men kiss.
The papal seal, yeah.
The papal seal, thank you. Sell the papal seal and pray to God. That should cover it.
You won't have to do that. They've got plenty of money, the Catholics.
Well, exactly. The Catholics should pay for the Catholic Church. The Pope should pay for it. If he did a few... here's the thing, right? If the Pope did a few Comic-Cons...
Flipping
right. Wow. Sat there next to, in between Sylvester McCoy and Peter Davison, and did. I reckon he could probably get 60 quid a picture. He's there for 3 days. He'd make enough to build a new Notre Dame. That's what I say. And everybody loves a dame. 0344 499 1000. I'm hard to disagree with. I'm hard to like.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
Thank you.
dead of night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
So when I went round to the house the other day, my eldest said, Daddy, I really think we need to send our youngest to go and work for the army because he's just firing out toxic gas from his bum. But he said it in a real serious, he's firing out toxic gas from his bum, he needs to go and work for the army. Sorry, I had to apologise.
There's laws against that these days.
Now, here's the thing. We're driving in... So we're driving into London today and Catherine and I met up before to have a production meeting. And so she's in the car behind me, directly behind me. And because of these protests that are going on, Dave, I'll come to you in a second. Because of these protests that are going on, by the way, I want to thank the protesters for what they're doing. Genuinely, I want to thank them. It made it a bit longer to get home last night because the bridge I normally go over is closed. It made it about 25 minutes longer to come in tonight. Saving the planet for our kids. You were all moaning about it. I said, they're doing it for your kids, mate. They're doing it.
Well, I really wanted a wee.
They're doing it for the kids, to quote Robbie Williams. Right. So I want to say, and this is genuine, I heard James having a childish, late 80s style rant about it. Genuinely, to the protesters, and there's been a lot of sneering at you guys and gals, a lot of laughing, a lot of naming and shaming. Thank you very much. Thank you for trying to make a difference. It's made me think about stuff. I'm going to read up on them a bit tomorrow because I don't know. What's this look for?
You're recycling.
Which I've started doing.
Have you?
Pretty much. I'm going to. No, I have, since my youngest did a play about recycling.
All right. So I've been saying to you, just stick it in the... Honestly, you'd be surprised. You won't throw
well,
out
my place won't, local place won't take cardboard. You've got to put cardboard in a separate bin. And that annoys me. I think that's childish.
So as a process, you decided you weren't going to recycle anything.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind.
Because of these guys.
Because of my youngest and because of these guys. If anyone from those guys is listening and wants to phone up and tell us exactly what it is you're protesting about, you will not get a rough ride unless you're an idiot. You might then. But I would like to thank you for it. So 03444991000. They're doing the tubes tomorrow. It's going to be mayhem on the tubes, which is exciting. I think it's exciting. Peaceful protest, I think. It's not been any... I don't think there's been any argy-bargy. It's been a lot of arrests.
Arrests yesterday for vandalism and stuff.
Okay, well, that is out of order. A lot of the arrests are because the protesters aren't following the route that the police have agreed.
Mm.
That's what a lot of the arrests are about. Don't agree with the vandalism, please. Reel that in. That is naughty. That is very naughty.
Especially when you're talking about saving the environment. Because
vandalism isn't... It's two different things.
It's not resources to fix it.
It's not really.
Yeah, it is though.
Yeah. Starting to come down on the side of the vandals, actually, now.
Oh, right, OK.
It's like that,
actually. It's a matter of time. Anyway, we saw someone doing a very dirty
protest. Well, here's the thing. So we're driving.
Not a protester.
The bridge we were going over, we had to go a different way, and the sat-nav is taking me up towards Downing Street, and then we're going to get to kind of Westminster, Palace of Westminster, House of Commons, and then do a left. But that road was blocked, so traffic is kind of filtering through to the left, almost directly opposite, the street directly opposite Downing Street. And as we were at the traffic lights, I saw a gentleman with a shit haircut. It really was. It was awful.
Do you remember when Peter Andre was dead muscly, but he'd not had his nose done and stuff, and he had that very slicked down but spiked downwards haircut
that stopped about halfway down
over an undercut? Yeah,
but half of his hair was undercut.
It was kind of that.
So there was this guy, and he was with a lady, and I noticed something immediately about her. Her fly was undone. And it was bulging open, right?
They staggered across the road.
Ladies never have their flies open. Never. Never happens. And I was like, okay, something's going on here. Something's not quite right. So they walked past, and then the cars sort of filtered round to the left a little bit. And I saw that they crossed back in front of me. Then they came back. And as they came back, going from my right to left, the woman, and you missed this, the woman was holding her gusset like that.
Oh, my God.
Proper grab. Sorry, Amy, you've got to see this. People have seen worse, actually, from me recently. But it was a proper grab of her gusset, and I thought, oh, here we go. Something is going on. So I've got the Bluetooth. So I start to phone Catherine and she's holding the thing. And then they get to the pavement and there's... How would you describe that kind of tunnel that have been built
right
on the pavement?
You know, like some places...
Stay there, Dave.
In big towns and cities where they've got... Instead of scaffolding, they have kind of... They cover over the walkway and they have kind of a half fence, but you can see from the waist up. So you can see the tops of people's heads as they walk through this sort of tunnel.
Pavement,
on the
yeah
pavement, yeah.
So she then approaches that with her fella and she's lifting her top up. She's lifting her top up above, up to sort of just under her breast. I thought, oh, something delicious is about to happen here. So then I got through to Kath. And then you saw her go down this tunnel and you could see her. And then you could see
down
her undo her trousers and then duck down. I said, Kath, if you look to your left, there's a woman doing a poo. There's a woman doing... And this is like a busy street. There's traffic has stopped. It's a busy street. And she went, where? I said, look, you can see a bloke there, right, standing. If you keep watching, in about 2 minutes, you're going to see a woman bob up. And in the meantime, a woman went to walk, started walking down that tunnel, saw what was going on.
Recoiled.
Came back. And a bloke at the other end started going down and then saw it and then came back. I'm bibbing my horn, as I always do whenever I see anybody going to the toilet in public. On a motorway, or I always bib my horn. I just have to acknowledge the fun they're giving me. But they didn't look.
No, but because we were in stationary traffic, I said, right, don't you say anything, because he's on speakerphone, don't you say anything. I'm winding my window down because I wanted to have a good earwig while there was going on. They were absolutely battered, as you can imagine.
Yep.
And the bloke was going something about paper.
Well, this is over paper.
And I was thinking, she's doing a poo on the floor. She's not really bothered about like tidying up properly, is she? Paper. And then the pièce de résistance. A hand came up from the depths.
Yep.
With a tiny little half-empty bottle of Smirnoff vodka.
Absolutely.
She obviously needed both hands for something.
But she was down for a while and then she came up. Yeah, and she's down. But she was doing a poo.
She must have been. If you want paper.
It wasn't a piddle.
No, because if you're doing a wee in the street, you don't need paper. You just
give
it a shake.
The fact that she was holding so tightly, I mean, she was definitely trying to push something back up.
Oh, well, she might have already done one.
I think she might have pooed
her pants. She's
laying
it out.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So tempted to go back and have a look, see what treasure there is. Brown treasure.
Flipping it.
Rusty treasure. It was incredible. And that is why I voted Brexit. To stop that filth. The scumbags. That was so funny.
Couldn't believe what I was seeing.
I mean, I've done a whittle in the street before. I know it's different for men.
Listen, the loo for the ladies, the queue is always longer. And I must say, and I'm not proud of this, ladies and gentlemen, but in my teenage years, I've been known to go out the back of the pub and maybe do a wee in the aisle.
Yeah. There's no harm in that.
But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it now, and I wouldn't do it in a crowded street. And
I wouldn't do it in the middle of the day.
She had jeans on, so she would have had to get her full bum out.
It was. I think
there
she
was
must
no
have
doing
done
it subtly.
In her pants.
Yeah, she was empty.
Have you ever shat yourself? 03 44. You know I've done it once in a bed in Pakistan. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number you speak to. You can change your name
if you want. You've heard about hit and run.
Well, Well. Dave and Andrew, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. This is the Late Night Alternative. It's on every weeknight from 10 with me, Ian Lee, and her, Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.